For KBIA News, I'm Hope Kerwin. The City of Columbia held a public hearing last night at a Board of Health meeting where the public had a chance to voice their opinions about two proposed ordinances. One prohibits the use of e-cigarettes in all public buildings. The other would raise the legal age to buy tobacco products from 18 to 21. Columbia resident Nick Kohlberg was in favor of both proposals. He said increasing the age limit to 21 aligns with the county's and city's goals to decrease the amount of youth and adult smokers. He said it would be a preventative measure that adds a barrier to kids in high school and other young potential smokers.
That will decrease their chances of ever smoking and becoming lifelong smokers, which will then have further benefits on future generations as we denormalize smoking and really decrease rates in all parts of our demographics.
A woman who had an opposing viewpoint said she felt the ordinance would allow the city to overstep its limits by telling citizens how to live and said it would violate her rights. The board asked for a show of hands for who was in favor to raise the age to purchase tobacco products to 21. 26 hands were counted in favor, with 8 opposed. Missouri's health care and retirement plans are expanding coverage to same-sex spouses following a recent court ruling. The Missouri Consolidated Healthcare Plan says it will enroll same-sex spouses of state employees and retirees who have valid marriage licenses from other states. Those decisions come after a Jackson County Circuit judge ruled last week that Missouri must recognize same-sex marriages legally performed elsewhere, even though the Missouri Constitution forbids gay marriage. The state healthcare plan covers almost 97,000 people, including state employees and retirees and their spouses and children. Missouri's healthcare and retirement plans are expanding coverage to same-sex spouses following a recent court ruling. The Missouri Consolidated Healthcare Plan says it will enroll same-sex spouses of state employees and retirees who have valid marriage licenses from other states. The Missouri State Employees Retirement System says it will offer survivor benefits to legally married same-sex couples. Those decisions come after a Jackson County Circuit judge ruled last week that Missouri must recognize same-sex marriages legally performed elsewhere, even though the Missouri Constitution forbids gay marriage. The state healthcare plan covers almost 97,000 people, including state employees and retirees and their spouses and children. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention awarded a $1 million grant to an MU social work researcher to continue her educational efforts preventing fetal alcohol spectrum disorders. The grant's recipient, MU's Dr. Lee Tenku-Lepper, leads the Midwest Regional Fetal Alcohol Syndrome Training Center, which helps to educate clinical health professionals on prevention. Training practice centers, like Dr. Tenku-Lepper's, start by identifying where the disorder comes from.
Alcohol floods basically every tissue in the body, including the fetus. And so the alcohol crosses over the placental wall, sits in the fetus, and the baby is not formed enough to metabolize the alcohol itself.
Dr. Tenku-Lepper hopes that an increase in training and education will decrease the number of people affected. The Assistance League of Mid-Missouri announced that it will award almost $100,000 to teachers at Columbia Public Schools through its Links to Learning program. The money will be distributed to 195 teachers to help fund equipment, trips, or projects the district isn't able to support with its own budget. This year's donation is the largest the league has ever been able to award and marks over $1 million in total donations to CPS educators in the 22-year history of the program. Michelle Baumstark is the Community Relations Director for Columbia Public Schools. She says the district is grateful for the assistance the league provides, which ensures teachers can do more in their classrooms.
It allows them to be creative with their lesson plans. It allows them to do things that are outside of the box that the district normally would not be able to fund. So without these, a lot of the creative activities that our teachers do might not be possible. So we're very thankful and grateful that they are willing to support us in that way every year.
Teachers must apply to receive funding, and league members then begin the difficult task of deciding which programs they will support. Over half the applications from teachers for funding were approved by the league this year. A Southeast Missouri lawmaker says he has pleaded guilty to driving while intoxicated and been sentenced to probation. Democratic Representative Steve Hodges of East Prairie says he pleaded guilty Thursday in Cole County Circuit Court to two charges stemming from incidents earlier this year. Hodges says his driver's license was suspended and he was sentenced to 2 years of probation. He was also ordered to participate in a substance abuse traffic offender program. The 65-year-old lawmaker was first elected to the House in 2006 and is barred by term limits from seeking re-election this year. Hodges was cleaning out his Capitol office Thursday, but does not plan to resign before his term ends in January. The MU College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources cut the ribbon around its newest addition, the Archer Daniel Midland, or ADM, Center for Agricultural Development. ADM is an agricultural service corporation focused on oilseed and corn processing. They donated $1 million to create the lab in the Agricultural Engineering Building at MU. After 3 years of planning and construction, the lab is finally finished. ADM Vice President of Export Trading, Wes Ohlmeyer, said ADM's interest in building the lab for MU lies in its desire to train students for the newest agricultural practices.
It achieves our goal. You know, we want good people for ourselves, for the industry. We want Mizzou to keep growing and you know, producing this wonderful talent that we need. And it's a great synergy to work together. And hopefully this isn't the last thing we do together.
The lab is divided into four areas: a computer center, a mechanical assembly center, an instructional area with computer-operated machines, and offices for project planning. MU is one of four schools ADM has invested in since 2009. Ohlmeyer said ADM chose MU because it has been consistently impressed by Kafner graduates and interns who have worked for the company. Other schools chosen include Purdue, Iowa State, and Western Illinois University. Missouri House Speaker Tim Jones says lawmakers may take matters into their own hands in an attempt to defend the state's ban on same-sex marriage. Republican leaders in both the House and the Senate have criticized Democratic Attorney General Chris Coster for announcing that he won't appeal a recent decision by a Jackson County judge. Circuit Judge J. Dale Youngs ruled last week that Missouri must recognize same-sex marriages performed in other states. It was the first ruling to put a dent in Missouri's constitutional prohibition on gay marriage. Jones says lawmakers are reviewing their legal options in light of Coster's decision not to appeal. He said one option could be for legislative leaders to try to intervene in the case and request an appeal. Seven local donors that call themselves Citizens for a Better Columbia have raised $70,000 to fight the development fee that is up for a vote on November 4th. If the proposition goes through, the development fee increases from 50 cents per square foot to $1 for new residential construction and even more for a commercial project. Mike Tompkins, president of the local chapter of the Home Builders Association and member of Citizens for a Better Columbia, fears local businesses will tend to shy away from Columbia if the proposition goes through.
I am deeply concerned about the direction that the city is heading. To some degree, it will slow down or stop growth depending on how high they can push these fees. I believe that there are people who think Columbia, you know, we're happy with the way it is. We don't want more growth.